141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European action for Rangers. Michael Beale's side take a 2-1 lead to Switzerland, hoping to get past Servette and one step closer to the Champions League. Celtic fans wait on Lager Bielka confirmation as the rumour mill turns with names like Ryan Fraser, and Hearts and Hibs begin their final preparations ahead of a European push later this week. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
It is a huge night in store for Rangers away to Servette with a sold out stadium, I'm led to believe, for the first time in their history. They'll have to overcome what could be a long night in Switzerland, but they showed last week that they have the quality, and I think for one that Rangers will get the job done this evening.
An interesting game, no doubt. It'll be a difficult game. They showed signs last week at Ibrox. They're capable of punishing Rangers if Rangers are slack. But I think Rangers are growing in confidence. New players bedding in. 4-0 at the weekend. Clean sheet. A lot of confidence going over there tonight. It'll be a difficult game, but I'm with Mark. I think if Rangers go over and are professional, gets the right team, gets the right tactics, I think Rangers will do the business.
01419511025, that is the number you need, so get in touch. Rangers fans, it is a massive night, so what are you thinking? Give us your thoughts. Are you confident? Are you nervous? Are you somewhere in between? And the best thing about these big match nights, pick the team, because until, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes or so when we get the team news, you can decide who should play, who shouldn't play. What changes would you make from Saturday? Everyone thought the team got better when the likes of Sima came on. Does that mean he goes into the team? Does guys like Ryan Jack come back into the team? Does Michael Beale keep that more attacking midfield three, even though he's away from home in Europe? Are any of the new signings not quite cutting it yet for you, and you think they would be better out of the team? Give us all your thoughts, please, Rangers fans. And I'll tell you what, if you're listening from Switzerland, that would be even better. Give us a call, 01419511025. Celtic fans, you await Lager Bielka confirmation as a defensive signing, so you can get your thoughts in on that. What about Ryan Fraser? A very simple question, yes or no? I see that rumour out there, and I see you all arguing about it on social media, so why not pick up the phone? Would you go for a move for Ryan Fraser or not? And tell us why. 01419511025. So that's the number. You can tweet at Clyde SSB. Hopefully, for those of you who are that way inclined, you're enjoying watching the live stream this season. You can watch us on Twitter, on Facebook, YouTube. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, because apparently for every subscriber, Gordon Dalziel gets 10 pence added to his clothing allowance, so that he turns up here looking in tip-top shape. He's gone, what are we calling that? A mint choc chip.
I think I'm looking around me now, I think I'm the only one that's making an effort. We've now got AR26,
hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's gone for his
He's gone. He's just come in MB. He's coming in with the tracksuits.
Well, I did see Marvin. Marvin just sticks to his QoS tracking all the time. I thought, I'm taking a leaf out. But this guy to the left of me,
I'm up my
certainly
game,
making an effort.
Very summary. 01419511025. It is a big night, Gordon Dalziel. There's no doubt about that. And then, as I've highlighted there, it's getting to that sort of, it's not late in the transfer window, but we're reaching the last couple of weeks. So I'm quite keen to see what Celtic and others do.
Well, I definitely think Celtic will be active, as we said tonight, that they will look at bringing in one or two new players, especially with the fact that what they finish with it on Sunday at Pittodrie with the back four. So they'll probably get in that transfer market, but all the focus tonight will be in Rangers to see if they can get through this difficult tie. Will be interesting to, as you said earlier at the top of the show, Gordon, the side that Michael Beale puts out in the field tonight. I thought Rangers finished really strongly against Livingston. Yes, I know it was Livingston, I know it's home, they're expected to win. I said on the programme on Saturday about the pace, I think it's important. And when he made the substitutions, he got that pace, and I thought it made such a difference. But tonight, they're away from home. For me, I think Ryan Jack is a certainty to come back in the middle of the park. I think he brings so much
to it. At the expense of who?
Probably Lindstrom for me.
He didn't start at the weekend either, no. So that'd be good.
Oh, right, hold on. Hold on. Oh, you get Raskin, Cantwell.
Sifuentes.
So, yeah, oh, sorry. I think he may.
Drop Sifuentes.
No chance.
I think Ryan Jack will fit in there somewhere.
Just play 12.
If I was Sifuentes, I'd be fuming if I was dropped. I think Sifuentes showed up well. I think Michael Beale even said that. You're not going to drop Cantwell. He's your most creative player, and Raskin has started the season well. So I think Ryan Jack may be unlucky. I get what Daz is saying. He's such an influential player away from home in Europe with that experience. But you're right, who are you drawing? Unless Michael Beale opts to play a more defensive system where he has Sifuentes and Jack maybe just sitting there and, you know, playing the other two just in front of him. I don't know. Maybe Lammers or Dessers or something like that may drop out. But as always, these games are hugely interesting because you get a real...
He could play the diamond in the middle of the park, Mark, and still keep his two up top. But he would need to sacrifice one of the front three, obviously.
Okay,
whether
well,
it be Dessers, Lammer, or Danilo.
I just said that.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to give him a bit of confidence.
I think he'll go for Lundstrom. Do you know what I think?
I know.
I don't even think he's travelled. Let's forget him. Anyway,
he's on the bench.
01419511025. These two are debating amongst themselves. I'd much rather hear what you make of it, Rangers fans. How are you feeling? Are you confident? What's that old cliche about a 2-1 lead being a dangerous scoreline? Is that a thing? Is that true? Do let us know all your feelings and pick the team, because we have 7 kickoff, maybe not that far away from finding out the team. So until such times, give us your predictions, and then once we get the team, you phone in and tell us whether it's the right one or the wrong one. Simple as that. Neil in Cumbernauld, how are you?
I'm all good, thanks. He's kind of stole my thunder a wee bit.
No, Neil, believe me, what I just heard from those two was not stealing Andy's thunder. That was
my opinion about it. The first thing I want to ask you, how was Gordon's Chinese? Was it better on mine on Saturday?
Oh, you're the main man, are you? Neil, listen, thank you very much. It was absolutely fantastic. I was a real treat. I enjoyed it. I've never had that dish.
I'm really keen to get back to the football, but I must admit, you know, Gordon phoned me on the way home on Saturday night. He said, just like, hold on, what's in Singapore chow mein? Like,
I phoned him as well.
And I'm going, I don't know. Just like, leave me alone. I've just worked with you for 4 hours. I don't want to hear it from you
phoned
anymore.
You as well, didn't I?
You can do it off the Chinese.
Your phone actually got me in a bit of bother this weekend, but I'll get to that later. Neil, enough about Gordon DL's diet. No one, everyone can see for themselves on the live stream. What about your team tonight?
I was thinking that he'd still keep the same formation, but he'd solidify the midfield a wee bit. With Jack being dropped at the weekend, I thought Jack's a certain to start tonight. So my midfield three was going to be Cervantes, Jack, Raskin, solidify it. Drop one of the front three and put Campbell in behind one of the strikers with Seema as well. So it would be Danilo, Seema and Campbell. The reason is Campbell gives you composure on the ball and he gives you speed as well. He gives you the speed that you get from Seema. And if we're defending and we need an out ball, the ball sticks to him. You can get the ball up to him and he'll buy you time. He'll get the team up the park.
I loved how you were nodding to me there and pointing at your bit of paper as if, yeah, Neil knows what he's on about. That's what I've got. 2 minutes ago, you had nothing like that.
No, I had Jack in. I was trying to make room for him. I was throwing people out that weren't
even playing. Does that sound like an away from home in Europe solution?
So
maybe,
where's Raskin within that?
He's with Sifuentes and Jack.
In the middle of the park.
Okay, on Canton, yeah.
And Cantwell goes forward.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, yeah. I would agree with that. I think that's more likely what you're going to see. Dessers is an interesting one because I think he's got a lot to do to keep his place. I think he could miss out. So
has he been the least convincing of the front three or the new players?
I think so. I think with Danilo, you can see glimpses of the player in there, and he obviously gets his goal at the weekend. Desser, I know he scored last week, but I mean, let's be honest, it came off his knee and trundled in. I just think he's got a bit to do to convince the Rangers fans. And the other ones, I think, have all played their part. Seema thought looked good when he came on, and he's got that pace. So, but I would think it's going to be pretty close to what Neil suggests.
The only thing that's thrown me a little bit with the middle of the park, you know, making it really strong there, is Michael Beale's come out and said, look, we're going to be attacking here. We're going to go in the front foot.
Exactly.
You know, and by doing that, if I look at the game at the weekend, I thought when he brought in the substitutions, the wide areas with the pace, I thought Rangers looked a completely different side. Yes, I'll go back to it. It was Livingston's home. They expect to go and win that and dominate the game. But I think pace away from home. So Seymour tonight may play a part. I agree with Mark. I think Dessers will be lucky to hold on to his jersey tonight.
What do you make of that, Neil? Is he the one that's got the most to do? Everyone accepts it's early in the season. Everyone also keeps banging on about how you don't get time in Glasgow and all that sort of stuff. So is he the one that would be most likely to miss out, if that makes sense?
So regarding saying Michael Beale says we'll be attacking, he can still be attacking with that formation, because Cervantes can push on with Raskin and Jack still holding, although you've still got that solid three in midfield. It still allows you to transition when you're on a counter-attack. But I did say previously when I spoke that Dessers is the one for me that's lacking. You can see glimpses of Danilo, his speed, his control. He's trying to get shots away. The same with Lammers. He's technically good. He's trying to create. He's trying to intertwine other players. For me, Dessers is seriously lacking behind everyone else. His first touch is wavered. These passes are short or long. He's got a lot to prove.
This must be a difficult time, Mark, probably for any manager, but if we're focusing on Michael Beale and Rangers, in the sense that in an ideal world, you're telling everyone they need a bit of patience, and these guys need time to get up to speed, and don't panic and don't overreact. So there must be a tendency to want to play them as a Champions League qualifier, yeah, second leg. So you're in between. You know, if there's even any doubt, whoever it is, as to whether that player is the right man for the job, you can't be thinking really about getting them up to speed, can you?
Not at all. The game is that important. The Champions League qualification campaign is huge to the club from now to Christmas. Everything that goes along with it, the money it brings in, and the prestige about the full competition, you can't get many things wrong. And when it is still in the balance, you know, it leaves you in a difficult position, because you're totally right, Gordon. He will want to keep playing these guys, Dessers, Danilo, Lammers, to get them up to speed and get them used to what playing for Rangers is. But on the other hand, he'll also be looking at his tried and trusted, and who's been there before, who's played in these occasions before, and who can get him over the line. And again, I'm not picking Dessers at all, but you need real players that you can rely on. I think Dessers, he may become that, but even at the weekend, when Rangers are under the cost, one thing that sticks in my mind, he comes deep into his own half, remembering the second half, and it's that wee flick round the corner and he gives the ball away and Livy almost scored. They just go by the post. Those are the things, those little bits you need to get right on an evening like tonight, and that's why I think he might be the one that makes way.
I mean, Neil, Michael Beale said himself at the weekend that Rangers, once they had that dip, that they only improved once they brought pace on. I know that Rabih Matondo is not an option for tonight, not in the European squad, I don't think, but Seymour would be. If he was part of that then at the weekend and he was getting praised, does that not give him a good chance of playing tonight?
Yeah, that's why I had him in my starting lineup for tonight. We've seen what he's done in Europe against us, and he does give that injection. So if we are defending, because we know Servette are going to need to attack, they have to score, they need to attack. They might be patient in it, but it allows us to counter-attack. Seymour on the left, Campbell on the right, or whatever. It allows us to get out down the flanks and try and keep possession.
All right, so have you dropped Lammers as well?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that was I didn't realise that. What overall, right, we've done the kind of tactics, the formation, the team lineup. Just generally, are Rangers getting this job done tonight? I mean, with half an hour gone last week at Ibrox, they looked an absolute certainty. How do you feel now?
I'm a bit anxious. We just need to get the job done. We're still building, we're still gelling. So a bit anxious on that, but I believe we'll get through and we'll just continue to keep building and keep going the way we're going. So I'm quite happy just now that the improvement in Livingston, and you see the way we're trying to play. I think we'll get the job done tonight. We'll get through.
Brilliant, thank you very much to Neil. It's getting a bit lively in the background. I think Neil's got a lot of company. I'm going to let him go. He's having a party for the game, I think, which
food's
is
about to arrive.
He's on the Chinese again. Twice in 3 days. Blame him. Thanks again to Neil. What about Graham and Belsill? How's it going, Graham?
Hello, good evening. How are you doing?
Good, how are you? More importantly,
I'm very well. very well, nice to speak to you again. I was just giving a call because actually I'm quite astonished at the pile-on that seems to be happening for Cyril Dessers at the moment. I actually think he's getting a bit of a rough edge of this. The guy, his first week at Rangers, he played 3 games in a week. He admitted in midweek after his match and his post-match interview that he was only about 75% fit. He was a few weeks behind everybody. It just feels like because he's at Rangers, he's expected to get 2 or 3 goals as soon as he starts, and that's him off and running. But actually, he's big, he's strong, he's making great runs. It's going to click, and I just think it seems to be a bit of a pile-on. And it's nice to see that the team after Saturday have got some goals in the bag now. You know, that's going to bring the confidence up for everybody. But certainly for Dessers, I can see a player, and I think we're really starting to click now.
I get a bit of that. You know, you would caveat all this by saying that, you know, people here do sort of overreact. That's what we do. There's a charm in that somewhere, but also you can only really go on what you're seeing, and yep. It is a massive game tonight, so it's difficult to allow too much leeway because ultimately Michael Beale, in fact, to spoil it and give you the news already, Dessers has been dropped tonight. He's not playing. So that's kind of what we mean. As long as people are not being too unfair about it.
And I really don't think we are being unfair. I think we're just analysing what we've seen, like you highlighted there, Gordon. And Graeme's just admitted himself, if the player himself, usually when a player comes out and says, I'm only 75%, that means he knows he's not quite there as well. Nothing bad against Dessers as a player. I'm pretty sure he will get better, you know, as time goes on. But we were highlighting how big a game this is and how important it was for Michael Beale to get his starting 11 correct and how he's going to get the most out of that team, not just from an attacking point of view, from a defensive point of view. And I don't know if Dessers would fit that. Now, he may come on tonight and play a crucial role.
Absolutely.
But I think, I don't know the rest of the team.
I'll tell you what, let me read it out. Neil and Cumbernauld, not only is he coming on here giving you food recommendations for your dinner, he's absolutely nailed it. Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Jack, Raskin, Cifuentes, Cantwell, Sima, Danilo. He's bang on, so all the rest pretty
much. That's what I've
got. Lindstrom, sure. On the bench, the likes McCrory, Wright, Hadji, Dessers, Lammers, Dowell, Sterling, Wright, Balogun, King, Devine and Lyle. Is that the right team for you, Graeme? I know you were defending Dessers. He has been dropped. Is that wrong then? Is that unfair? Or?
So, Gordon, I would preface my point by saying I would have actually dropped him as well tonight. But what my point is
just over the top.
It's not his ability. People have got him written off as a duffer or not suitable, when actually we were crying out for a big, tall, strong player up front to hold the ball up. But it's a fitness thing for me, and you know, to kind of counter what Marco was saying there, you know, it's more to do with the fact that people are, you know, feeding back that he's not got the ability, and I definitely can think that he has got the ability. He's just not quite ready yet to kind of fully explode, but it just seems to be people have written him off after 2 or 3 games in terms of his ability. But I would adopt him tonight. I think it's the right move, but he can be, you know, brought on off of the bench if he is on the bench tonight. I don't know if he is.
Yes,
but, you know, I can see that he would come on if required, but my point is, it's not about his ability, it's just his fitness, he's just not there yet.
What would you put a sort of time frame or a number of games on it? Because you're right, he started, or he played those 3 games. How many would it take, do you think, to start seeing a bit more of an edge?
I think by the Celtic game he should be up and running.
Yeah, the more games I'll do him the world of good. Of course it does. You can train all you want, everybody will tell you it's played the game, that match fitness is so important. I look at that team tonight, I think Michael Beale, I think it'd be very hard that we'll get phone calls that'll criticise that. I think there's a good balance in there. I think the midfield looks very strong indeed. I think they've got pace up top as well. And Danilo, for me, I think, given the right service, can put the ball in the back of the net. So I can't sit here and say, I think he's called us wrong. To be honest, if I was sitting a Rangers fan looking at that team thinking, I think the manager's called that right away from home in such an important game. And Dessers, it's not a pile on. It's just we're given an opinion about a player, and I totally agree with Graham. I think it will take time for him. I think he will need to get up to that sharpness. Mark's right to point
out. Lammers has come out of the team as well,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I understand
I think that's merited as well.
Yeah.
Lammers coming out. I know he scored, but I don't think he's done enough. I think Seema has an argument for what he produced at the weekend. I know he wasn't great against Kilmarnock, none were, but at least he's got that pace. And away from Europe, you need pace to take you up the pitch.
Seema's in the team basically because he's pace, Gordon. Now, you can say, okay, look good when they come on against Livingston. I'm expecting Rangers players to come on with pace and look good against Livingston. I really do. And I'm not being disrespectful to David Martindale.
Is it not more about the way the game panned out at that point rather than the opposition? It's never going to be stretched at the start against Livingston, but
brought the energy, and he made Livingston defend a little bit deeper, and you know, he caused them problems, and I think that's a good choice tonight. But he's not set the heather on fire, so it's a big night for him.
Big night for everyone. What do you make of that then, Rangers fans? Is that the right team? Is that what you would have chosen? Would you have done something differently? Are you nervous? Are you confident? Let us know. 01419511025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it, watch it. Search the YouTube stream now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. 01419511025 if you'd like to join in, and please do. Big night for you Rangers fans. So how are you feeling? Are there any nerves, any concern? It is a lead, it's a 2-1 lead. It should feel like you're in the driving seat, but of course it is a slender one, and maybe a bit of a narrower margin than many thought with half an hour gone at Ibrox last week. So get your calls in, let us know how you're feeling and what you make of that team. Is that the right team that Michael Beale's picked? Would you have done the same thing, or would you have done something different? I'll recap it quickly if you missed it just before the break. Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Jack, Raskin, Cifuentes, Cantwell, Seema and Danilo. Another one that, you know, we obsessed a bit with the front three in the midfield before the break, but Conor Goldson, I'm sure, would be a welcomed
massive addition. Massive tonight, especially away from home. I think his partnership with Suter will just get stronger and stronger. I like that partnership. So for him to be fit tonight, I think that's a massive, massive boost for Rangers going away from home, especially when they'll come under the cosh. They're against a team that will attack. They'll come under the cosh. They've got to be strong. A clean sheet tonight sees them through. So I think that's a big boost for them.
I think it is, but to be honest, see the backup suit on Balogun, I think that looked pretty strong as well. So I think Michael Beale's put himself in a good position. It's always a risk when you bring a player back to the club, and especially so soon after he left. But I think Balogun took to it fine. So, you know, if Goldson has got injury concerns going forward, or there's a large volume of games, I think Beale, you know, he's got three competent centre-halves there that he can rotate.
I don't expect you to rhyme off an exact example. It'd be brilliant if you could. Going away from home for the second leg of a European game, 2-1 up, what's the mindset like there? Or what would it be like if you can't remember? Because you think I would have told you at the break.
Talk about preparation. You could think about it.
Just generally then.
Well, the mindset, like, it will sound the obvious thing, but obviously don't invite the opposition on to you. Don't give them too much encouragement, because I've been before where we've been into European ties and lost an early goal. Actually, several occasions I've been there, and it does knock the stuffing out of you. And it does allow teams to get on top of you. And I referenced the sellout crowd going along tonight. If that then gets behind Servette, then it becomes a really difficult night. The tie would be then levelled up, and Rangers could find themselves pinned back. That's the last thing you want to do. So when Michael Beale said he's going to be attacking, he's obviously got something like that in his mind. He doesn't want to give any encouragement to the opposition. He wants to go at them, show that they've got players, Rangers have got players, that can influence the game and take the tie away from Servette early on. That'll be his outlook and his game plan going into this.
Yeah, it was certainly obvious what Mark said there. I totally agree with him. I think that you've got to go there. You'll have a game plan, of course you will. Whether he allows the fullbacks to go very high up the park at the same time, sometimes you rotate that a little bit just to keep that safeguard away from home. So if Tavernier's high up the pitch, you know, Barisic might not be, like, if he was playing a home game, be right up in the left hand side. So he might tweak one or, but he's got Jack in there to give him that.
Does the nature of the front three change that a bit? Because the whole point, I guess, when it's Lammers, Dessers and Danilo, is that it's extremely narrow. They're on top of each other, and therefore it's the fullbacks that provide the width. Is that maybe a bit different with Sima in the team?
Yeah, because Sima will give them the width. He'll give them the pace. You've got a nice balance in the middle of the park as well. Ryan Jack will sit there and protect anything from the two centre-backs as well. If a full-back gets caught, you get Raskin that can go over there and fill into the spaces. Jack will go over. So they've got that defensive sort of a couple of players in there that will read the situations for them. They've got to be on the ball tonight. But if they can just settle into the game, I think Rangers will create chances tonight.
What's key away from home is keeping possession. And I think the introduction of Jack back in there, and you look at Cantwell, you look at Raskin, Cifuentes, all players comfortable on the ball. You add in your two fullbacks and then Suter behind them. Of course, Goldson's decent on the ball as well. You've got players who can take the sting out of the game. And going away in Europe at this level in Champions League qualification, that's what you need. Just to take the sting out the crowd if things do get on top of you. So on paper, looks a good team, looks a good setup. It's up to those players to get the job done.
In the back of their minds, Gordon, they'll be thinking, another goal probably puts us down to bed. So if they can come out on the front foot, and as Mark says, they keep the ball, they're confident on it, they create the chances, they get a bit of width, they get decent balls into the box, they've got guys that can score goals. So if they can grab that first goal tonight, I think that would put the worries to ease.
Yeah, I think by the looks of it, I mean, Servette had a number of players missing last week for various reasons, injury, suspension, I think visa issues. And I don't mean his credit card, I know that's where you were going with that. But I think there's a few back by the looks of it, so time will tell how much that changes things.
Well, you'd obviously think that would change the way they approach a game. Eight players who have all played a big part will probably come back in if they're fit. So on paper, that should make it a more difficult tie. But look, even if the eight players all come back and they play well, you would still think that Rangers have got a bigger, stronger squad. But these nights are always tricky, Gordon. I've been there before. I think I mentioned before, went away to Sion, I think it was, in Switzerland. And we're thinking, of course, it's going to be an easy tie, and they end up putting us out. So not easy. Rangers players have got to be on it tonight, and that includes the new ones that have just come through the door.
Yep, get in touch, let us know your thoughts. So 1419511025, Rangers fans, nerves, are there any pre-match nerves? Is the confidence there? It is a 2-1 lead, always obviously a narrow one. What are you thinking? And is that the right team that Michael Beale has chosen tonight? Would you have done anything differently, or do you have full faith that is the 11 to go and get the job done? Jeffrey is a Rangers fan. Jeffrey, would you say you're confident or nervous or a bit of both?
A bit of both. I mean, I'm quite happy with the team tonight, and I'm just watching you two live on the radio. It's great because I've been in and out of hospital quite recently, so I've been listening to the stream live, and it's been great. Anyway,
listen, you take care of yourself first and foremost. Yeah. Hope you're doing okay. What are you thinking about the football then?
I think he's played the right team tonight, defensively. Cause, in the past, in Europe, we've been weak in defence. So he's picked the right back four. He's playing with four tonight, not three. It was nice to see Ryan Jack back. And the front will take care of itself. I think he's picked the right team tonight, and I think we'll get through. But the next game is going to be the hard one, and I think it might be PSV we're playing. If we keep playing with this team, I think we'll do well this season, and it'll come to the first Old Firm game. We'll set the tone for the rest of the season.
Funny, because I was thinking that although it's early in the season, Rangers, I don't think anyone would say set the heather alight yet. Clearly there are new players. Still, the impression I get is that no one will really argue with that team tonight. Does that make sense? Because Dessers and Lammers probably haven't done enough for most people to stay in, so no one's going to be outraged there. Everyone will get the logic at introducing Sima. Everyone will get the logic of bringing Ryan Jack in, but keeping obviously Cantwell, Raskin and Cifuentes in the team. So even although there still are definitely question marks over Rangers at this stage in the season, I'm not detecting too many disagreements with that team, which is rare here, isn't it?
Yeah, I said earlier when you read out the team, I totally agree with it. I think Ryan Jack's in there for his experience. He's been over the course and distance before. He knows what it's all about. Lammers and Dessers are new to the club. So I think that Michael Beale's looked at this, studied it and thought, right, Midley Park's so important. He's got a good balance in there. He's got pace with Seema. Danilo, I think, looks one that could go on to be player of the year if he starts scoring the goals. I just think that obviously with Goldson coming back in there, it looks a solid starting 11, but they're still away from home. And as Mark says before, he's been in journeys with Celtic that they're expected to go and win. Again, very, very firm favourites, and it doesn't work out that way. So you've got to be professional tonight. You've got to do the job. You've got to concentrate. And as I said earlier, if they can get that all important first goal, I think that'll put all the nerves to ease, and I think the game will be put to bed.
Was it first sellout in 10 years or something?
Yeah.
Or first ever? Or
ever, yeah. That ground is at 30,000. I was just going to touch on Gordon.
Silence then?
Yeah, the role Seema's going to play tonight, he was right up top, wasn't he, with Dessers in that first game against Kilmarnock. I just wonder if will he play more off the left tonight and have a more responsibility from a defensive point of view, and helping Barisic. Same with Raskin, Cantwell. Is he going to play off the right? It'll be interesting to see how that looks, because there's no doubt that they will be pinned back at times. Rangers are not going to have this all their own way for 90 minutes. So, you know, big responsibility in defending for the front lot as well.
I think you're touching a good point, Mark, about the formation. I look at that personnel there, and you can change it within. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes with a diamond in the middle of the park and sticks Seema up the middle with Danilo to give them an out ball to get them up the pitch. We can't.
Is that not the bit that didn't really work against Kilmarnock?
Yeah, but,
or is that just a different circumstance?
Yeah, it's different circumstances for me. Different player, obviously, up front as well. It was Dessers that started that game. So I think I wouldn't be surprised, but he might go with what Mark says to give the fullbacks a bit of help.
Thank you, Jeffrey. What about Neil in shots? Where would you pitch it, Neil, between confident and nervous?
Well, I'm confident now. I've seen Lundstrom isn't in the squad, as I think he brings the team down and slows everything down, and I don't think he's a man for Rangers.
So that's the right team tonight then?
Yes, definitely. That's a team I would have went for.
The dynamic of the tie, Neil, that kind of 2-1 up, as Gordon says, is it about, you know, starting really quick, scoring, killing the game off, or managing it a bit more?
No, I think if we get an early goal, then Neil would come out and attack more, and we'll just pick them off with a wee bit of pace if we bring on the right subs the right time.
Yeah, do you think it's the right call to leave out Dessers and Lammers? Have they not quite hit the ground running yet?
I think your caller said earlier, I don't know if Dessers is fit, but Lammers was a wee bit of shock. But like I said, happy with the team.
Yeah, I mean, you can only take it one step at a time. And the, you know, if Rangers drop out at this round or drop out in the next round, it's the same outcome. Not financially, obviously, you'll get a bit more for winning and going through. But, you know, going into the Europa League groups. But that's not really the point, is it? You obviously want, you know, keep winning games, get more money, give yourselves a chance, even if PSV would be a really difficult.
Well, yeah, the next round, you've got to take care of this one first and foremost. Remember, Servette are at home. They don't need to go chasing the game. Everybody thinks that they'll come out and they'll throw men forward. They're brilliant at defending. They can sit in there and hit you in the counter. They only need one goal to be right back into this tie. So they might not just come out and throw everything, then Rangers will go and pick them up. But Michael Beale's been backed in the summer, Gordon. He's had a good transfer window, you've got to say. He's got probably every player nearly he's wanted.
Well, time will tell how good it was, but I know what you mean in terms of numbers and areas.
In terms of you know, he's asked for the players, he's got the numbers in, he feels that he's got the quality, he can change one or two formations. That's why he was backed. It was for the Champions League, to go forward. I know it was difficult, of course it is, but I think it's a big night for Rangers.
Thank you very much to Neil. It's 01419511025. That is the number you need. What about one for you Celtic fans? I've seen this debate raging on social media, so a very simple question for you. Ryan Fraser, yes or no? Is that a name you would like to see added to Celtic squad for this season? We know him pretty well. Scotland international, fallen out of favour at Newcastle, was at Bournemouth, started at Aberdeen. Get your calls in right now. Is that one that you would like to see happen? Yes or no? 01419511025. But first, let me tell you about this.
Oh, you're kidding me on.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
The Cash Register.
Clyde One.
That's right. Our latest Cash Register winner is James in Wisher.
My heart's gone like a lindy here.
You've just won the money.
Brilliant, fantastic. Mum, I've just won £62,468. Oh, absolutely brilliant.
James is definitely close enough to you that you'll go and ask him for a tap.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
I'll get James's postcode the minute I leave his studio.
Up his front door in the morning.
He'll be invited for a wee game of golf.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to buy a camper van and go on his first holiday in 20 years. He could take you with him.
Yeah. You don't want you in the camper van.
Wow, the lines are open again now. It's time to reveal how much you can win tomorrow. It's very easy to remember. £22,222. £22,222. But you need to be in the draw, so enter now by texting yes to 61025. That is yes to 61025. If you get the call after 3pm tomorrow, Wednesday 16th of August, answer within 5 rings. Make sure you know the correct amount. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. Online entry is £2, or you can call 0330 880 4523. Calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the rules for this Hits Radio Network Scotland competition are on the website. So text yes to 61025. Is that what you're doing right now? Is that why you've got that phone out?
Yeah,
very sure. Unprofessional. For your chance to win £22,222. Good luck.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Your usual Tuesday duo of Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. They would love for you to join them on the phones, so please do. Before the break, I posed you the question, Celtic fans, quite simply: Ryan Fraser, yes or no? The rumour mill suggests he could be one that Celtic could be looking at in a wide area. So I wonder what you make of it. Would you be happy with that or not? Maybe you're indifferent, maybe you've got strong feelings. Either way, we'll take them all. Let's kick off with Don, who's in Gourock. Don, yes or no, is that one you'd go for?
It's not one I would go for. I think personally it doesn't fit the Celtic model anymore. He's a wee bit old and he's been injury prone the last few seasons. So I think that, I mean, it might put guys like Abada and Haksabanovic, it might put their noses out of joint, and we're trying to bring these young guys through, so definitely not one for me.
Just quickly, in the eyes of Brendan Rodgers, does, to word it in a strange way, does Haksabanovic have a nose to put out of joint? Because, you know, he doesn't seem to be getting much game time. James Forrest's getting put on before him, Yang's getting put on before him.
Young enough to develop him and to bring him into the team eventually. At some point, hopefully in the future. The guy's obviously got good potential. We've seen it in flashes. We've not seen it often enough. But certainly I would be thinking about trying to bring these younger players through before bringing someone like that into the team.
Yeah, we can get back to him, to be fair. Yes or no, Ryan Fraser, go.
At the right price, I think that with the experience, I know what Neil's saying about Ryan Fraser, about his age, and it's not the Celtic model. I totally agree with that, but there's still room for experienced players in football. He's 29, still a few years left in the tank. Yes, he's had a few injuries, but he's played at a very, very high level. He's an international footballer. I think he would bring a lot to Celtic, but I get back to it, at the right price, Gordon, and I think he would be a good sign for him.
No, not for me.
I've turned your mic off because they knew it was a nonsense point.
They don't respect you. that's about the best you've sounded.
I'll tell you what, you two go and share that one.
I'm back. You're lucky. Listen, not for me. I don't think he's a player that's going to take Celtic on. I don't think he's going to progress. I think when you look at the wider areas, Celtic are pretty strong in those areas. They may sign another, but I don't think Ryan Fraser's that man. If you look at the list of players, is he better than Maeda? Yang looked impressive. Abada seems to get better and better. Then you mentioned there, James Forrest seems to be getting more a role under Brendan Rodgers. Haksabanovic, I would agree with you. I don't know how much a future he's got there. But Ryan Fraser, over the past 3 years, played 50-odd games for Newcastle, only scored a handful of goals in that time. I really don't think he's the player that will better Celtic. And Brendan Rodgers needs to sign players now that will better this team going into the Champions League.
I'm not arguing the point, go out and break the bank for him. I'm certainly not. Where I see him is, he's a 29-year-old, terrific pro, played at a very high level. I know Mark's saying about the games and the goals, but he's playing in such a high standard of a league. Newcastle were building at that time. Has he had these injury problems? Yes, he has. But I think, and it allows Maeda, for instance, if Brendan Rodgers wants to take him off the wing and play him through the middle for a couple of games and Q go off, which could possibly happen. We've seen it in pre-season. I just think experienced players are still good enough, especially in Scottish football, to come up and play with a team like Celtic. I'm not saying he's a starter every week. I'm not saying that. But I think for a squad player with the amount of games Celtic are going to have throughout the season, at the right price, I think he'd be a decent signing.
Daz says about his injury problems. Now, remember he pulled out the Scotland squad. Was it because there was an artificial pitch? And that was, I think, down to the reason why he didn't play in that game.
The main issue, remember, he pulled out of a Scotland squad, then trained for Newcastle the next day, and then that's why he got binned off from Scotland for a while.
But was the,
and then eventually,
was the reason that,
I'm not sure.
I thought it was in Kazakhstan. I thought Darren Fletcher maybe called him out in that one a couple of years ago. But
you might be right. I think more it was the disciplinary side of it after that.
Yeah. Oh no, I totally understand that. But I thought the overall issue was he'd suffered injuries before, and he wasn't a fan of artificial pitches. Now I know there's Livingston, there's Kilmarnock here, but it tends to tell you that the injury is more significant than something that just goes away. I know myself from having a knee injury that I had to retire at 31. What these artificial pitches did, and what hard surfaces did. So would Celtic want to sign a player with that sort of history? I tend to agree with the caller there and saying that maybe doesn't he fit the model now. Maybe Scott Sinclair and guys like that did then. I think Celtic have maybe moved in a different direction now. Could be wrong. Might sign them on.
Gordon Dale and Mark Wilson can't agree. What do you think, Celtic fans? Don, we'll give you the final word. Gordon Dale's not managed to win you over, has he?
No, I don't think he has. I think Celtic should be concentrating on another striker coming in, especially when we're all going to be out for a while and not a winger.
Yeah, listen, might do both, because to go back to a kind of mini debate that we had with Don at the start, Brendan Rodgers does not seem to fancy Haksabanovic, and Don's view is that he might, you know, maybe in time, fine, but if that's the case, is it not ideal to, if you're developing this guy, take Sunday as an example, you would bring Ange Postecoglou, would bring him on before he would bring James Forrest on, wouldn't he?
Yeah, 100%, but obviously, you know, Brendan Rodgers has went in at the close season, had a look and decided James Forrest was going to play a part. Don's talking about there, he needs another centre forward because of numbers. I think that he'll look at a winger because I think he fancies Maeda through the middle at times. I think that could be a plan for Brendan Rodgers going forward. He's used that method in pre-season. I think did he get a hat-trick or something through the middle against a team? Where maybe Q'll go off, because if you look at the way Kyogo's now playing, he's coming deeper, he's linking up, and maybe that formation would suit at times. As I say, I'll get back to my point, Gordon. Would I go and break the bank for Ryan Fraser? No, I certainly wouldn't. But at 29 years of age, and if he goes through a full medical and Celtic medical team are happy with him, I think he can bring you so much experience going forward in certain games.
I think the striker is the main one. I think, yes, Brendan Rodgers has used Maeda in that role and he's got the pace to stretch defences, but I think we saw a good glimpse of it at Pittodrie on Sunday. Maeda is not an instinctive finisher he's an instinctive finisher coming in at the back post.
That run through the goal, I thought that was something you'd have done.
100%, Gordon. That's what it reminded me.
I've seen players take one or two bad touches in a row, never five in a row. He just got further away from.
But it almost was like he had too much time to think. So every time he thought about it, the touch got worse. And then I had no confidence in him just slotting that way. Now, if that's Kyogo or if that's another striker, you would have confidence. I think that's where Brendan Rodgers has to cover himself. If something happens to Kyogo, we owe out, especially with the Champions League games come around. I think you need something else.
To be fair, Nico messaged in to say that Haksabanovic is just back from injury, so maybe it's just that. Maybe we see more of him in the near future. Thank you very much to Don. What do you think? Celtic fans, a bit of a split in here. Gordon Dalziel wants, well, is in favour of a Ryan Fraser move. Mark Wilson, not so much. What do you think? Let us know after this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit time. You're not in good form, Gordon Dalziel, are you? Two defeats already this season?
I've played 3-1-1 and lost 2. Yeah, it's not good form. But I'd like to put on record that I've actually won one. I'm not just two defeats.
Anyway, if you fancy it tonight,
25%.
And why wouldn't Andy Halliday last night?
That doesn't make any sense. No, you're not 25%.
No, you're not.
He's 100%. He's not even played one game.
Andy Halliday last night, did you hear him?
Did one?
No.
Eight.
He got an eight. Did he?
It was impressive.
So much below
must be
that,
studying that on that bench.
So much below that.
Exactly. He's had a lot of time. 8 out of 9 he got last night. Anyway, 01419511025. Call before 7. Beat the Pundits next.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's 01419511025. It's Twitter at Clyde SSB. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, Twitter or YouTube, welcome aboard. This is obviously still nice and new and shiny for us this season. Please like and subscribe, as Hugh Keevan says. He's been teaching us the lingo. He's a YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber now.
He's a content creator, YouTuber, you call it.
Do the YouTube, you'll get him.
01419511025. We're building up to kick off in Switzerland. Rangers fans, are there any pre-match nerves? Has Michael Beale picked the right team? Do you think you will go through? Let us know. Just before the news, a nice little debate. These two don't agree on much and they're disagreeing tonight. Gordon Dalziel says Celtic should sign Ryan Fraser. Mark Wilson says no. But what do you think? Let us know and we'll speak to you after this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Okay, Beat the Pundit time. Gordon Dalziel is in a bad state of affairs. He's lost twice this season already. And Mark Wilson, you've not even played.
Not played yet? Incredible. No, I'm looking forward to my first
time. That happened. We set the bar high last night. Andy Halliday with an 8. Outstanding. Did you know this is the closest start to the season we've ever made on Beat the Pundit?
Right, okay.
11 shows down. Mm-hmm. It's only 7-4 to the pundits. It's a pretty close run thing. That's much closer than
I've
normal.
Added to the 7. Let me just put that out there. It's not just all negative.
You're 50% of the 4 though.
Yeah.
When you're looking at it that way.
Yeah, I played a big part in both.
Indeed. John is a Celtic fan on the line. John, how's it going?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Would you sign Ryan Fraser?
Yeah, I would take him, aye.
Okay, maybe I'll get you to elaborate on your thoughts on that in a second. But let's play Beat the Pundit. If it's heads, it will be Mark Wilson, first time this season. If it's tails, it will be Gordon Dalziel, trying to avoid a third defeat of the season already.
Three defeats, imagine you get defeats.
I dropped my coin for the first time this season. My catching's been great as well. But I went for a different technique because my mic's a bit closer. Anyway, it's heads, so it is you.
I'm on.
You're on.
Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Good luck, John.
Come on, John.
Right, let's give Mark Wilson some greatest hits radio to listen to so that he can't hear us. John, I'm sure you've heard it before. Have you ever played before, John?
I've not been on, but I'm listening to it.
Good.
Do you do all right at in the house when you give it a go?
Usually they're not bad, so okay. That means I'll probably get beat the night.
Well, you never know. Right, 30 seconds on the clock. John, answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer. Your time starts now. Former Scotland international Russell Martin now manages which club?
Swansea.
What team play their home games at New Central Park?
King Beef.
Who's Rangers' record goal scorer?
Ali McCoy.
How many yards is the penalty spot away from the goal line?
12.
True or false, Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record?
True.
Who's the current Hearts captain?
Lawrence Shanklin.
What nationality is Alejandro Bernabe?
Argentinian.
Okay, let's bring Mark Wilson back. Can you hear us? What are these hand gestures between you two? What's going on?
You wouldn't have, I don't think the camera would have seen. He's saying he's got seven. He's given me the seven.
I only asked six questions.
No, you asked seven. They're the easiest questions. I wished I was playing. There you go.
Be quiet.
They're easy. Honestly, they're easy.
Okay, well,
easy.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Oh.
What was going on there? You were given. Like, oh,
I was telling them, man.
Fingers getting, and thumbs.
I was running out of fingers. I was hoping you were quiet. I had to get the shoes off in 5 minutes.
There's a thought. Right, 30 seconds on the clock, Mark. Your time starts now. Former Scotland international Russell Martin now manages which club?
Southampton.
What team plays their home games at New Central Park?
Cowdenbeath.
Who's Rangers' record goal scorer?
Alan McCoist.
How many yards is the penalty spot away from the goal line?
12.
True or false, Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record?
False.
Who is the current Hearts captain?
Shanklin.
What do you think, John? Have you done enough?
Oh, I don't know. Could have.
I have to say, it cannot be easy having him looking at you from that distance.
So close.
Do you know what annoyed me there?
It's so right. close. Like your pen's nearly hit me in the face.
Southampton. Cowdenbeath. Like he didn't know, right? Because and that's why you took up so much of your time.
For those of you who care, in the old studio when we used to stand and it wasn't streamed, I would say you and Mark would have been about the same distance that you and I are now, maybe even further. And you still used to complain that he would look at you and put you off. I thought you were going to kiss him.
I know.
He's actually moving away.
I can smell the tension. He's trying to put me off.
I think it's close tonight. Let's find out. Former Scotland international Russell Martin manages
Southampton.
John Swansea was his old team at Southampton.
Yes.
I didn't think you were going to get it. You both said that Cowdenbeath play at New Central Park.
Yeah.
You're both wrong.
Oh, really?
It's Kelty. New Central Park.
Kelty.
They can't just that? Add a new on it.
Yeah.
It's just what it's called.
It's Cowdenbeath play at Central Park.
Park, yeah. New Central
John,
Park.
John, we're unlucky there, mate.
Is York the same as New York?
Good point, actually.
We'll move on.
I think it was named New York after
one,
York.
It's 1-0 to Mark. You both got Ali McCoist as Rangers record scorer. You both got 12 yards, even though you wobbled for some reason.
You know what? Was that easy a question? I thought there must be some trick here. Is this the Falkirk one coming up?
True or false?
I know I've got that wrong.
Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record. It is true.
I take it you got that, John.
Who with?
I thought it was that daft. They had to have got it.
You can't remember.
Who's playing that?
Sid Pudfoot in 1922. You can't remember
Sid,
that.
What was Sid?
Seriously. We need to get Callum Bell back and get John after producing.
John's a Falkirk fan.
Exactly. We need to get him off.
How
he's
much?
Putting Falkirk
£5,000.
Fans.
£5,000?
From West Ham, sorry.
That's ridiculous. Is John ahead now?
No, it's level.
No, that's your level.
Level.
If I lose,
the Hearts captain Shanklin, you both got
yes.
it.
Yeah. Oh, John,
get one more question.
Daddy.
Oh, what's your question?
Alejandro Bernabe.
Oh.
Let's find out much. Is
what nationality?
Oh, that's easy.
Argentinian. John and Crofoot wins the sign ball. Yeah. Disaster for Wilson.
Didn't get that far.
Well done, John. Congratulations. That's disastrous.
It was because you were kidding on, you didn't know.
And you faffed about on the first one, you faffed about on the 12.
You know why? The first one I was going to say Swansea. So, anyway, well, John, congratulations.
Hold on a minute. I think you've got a wee 100% record going there, Mark.
Yeah. Played bad one. Start to the season.
You know
right,
what?
John,
I knew I got that Falkirk one.
John, yeah. I'm enjoying your company. Let's talk football, John. Tell us why you'd be open to Ryan Fraser. That means you're thinking along the same lines as Gordon Dale, right enough.
He's a good player, no, he'd be a good squad player, stuff like that.
It's a squad player, so no one's desperate for him to get in the starting 11.
He'd start 11 right away, but you never know once he's there. Yeah. He's playing in the Premiership and that, so.
I mean, Gordon, it's been such a strange career in a way because he's the type of guy that, you know, when he was doing his stuff at Bournemouth and Eddie Howe then loved him, I suspect he doesn't love him so much anymore. Kind of thought he was going to end up with like dozens and dozens of Scotland caps, and whether it's injury, form, then he made life difficult for himself with pulling out the squad, like we mentioned. It's never quite got going, maybe.
Yeah, I still think as a player, if he stays away from injuries, I think he's got plenty to offer. Gordon, he's direct, he's got pace, he's played at a very good level, he's an international footballer. I keep going back to it. I would not be breaking the bank, but if it was the right price and the deal was there to be done with the amount of games that Celtic play, a bit of experience, and I know the way that Celtic about their business with, you know, the young players coming in and progressing and getting better and selling them on. There's still room in this game, in the modern day, and he's 29. I
think he's still got, because what he's obvious asset was genuine pace, wasn't it? Like proper blistering pace.
Yeah.
Is that something that you still have?
You know what, I've seen that little of him recently that I don't actually know, so that could be what John's saying. When he gets here, we'll find out if he's good enough to go up the pecking order and go past guys like Abada or Maeda or Yang, or is he better than Forrest is just now? Will he play a more prominent role? We don't actually know until he comes here. But Daz talking about breaking the bank, we've heard reports it's not going to cost a lot of money to get him here. It's what are the wage demands? It keeps getting labelled that he's played in the Premier League. Premier League players come at a premium.
Yeah,
they've been paid a certain amount of money.
A premium now.
Well, that's the question. It depends what he's asking.
I think the lads, obviously, he's had a good career in England. Let's not be kidded here. If he's coming up to Scotland, he's been to Scotland before. He knows the Scottish game, obviously. I think going to a club like Celtic under Brendan Rodgers at 29, when you're getting forced out of Newcastle, I don't think he'll come up with big, big demands. I think he'd be delighted to be part of a squad and go and play and try and win trophies at that stage of his career. As I said, I wouldn't be here or there if Celtic don't go and get him. But if they brought him in, I'd be looking at him thinking, yeah, he's a good addition to the squad.
I didn't actually realise, I double-checked, the last time he actually played at all was that, remember the Turkey Scotland friendly?
Yeah.
November 2022. So not kicking the, well, yeah, what's that, 8 months or so?
So you're asking him to come in after that and
came off at half time, incidentally.
And really got up to speed quickly. That I don't think for 1 minute Brendan Rodgers would bring a guy at 29 in to just be a squad player. Again, I think Brendan Rodgers wants to progress this side. And particularly in Europe, of course he does. That's the next stage for Brendan Rodgers coming back here. He's already won everything. It's taking Celtic to the next stage in Europe.
Are you talking about the profile of signing, though, in terms of bringing someone in at that age? Because as we've mentioned, Brendan Rodgers is a huge fan of him, and he, you know, brought him on, albeit briefly at the weekend, is 32-year-old James Forrest in a similar position. Are you making the distinction because of actually the signing policy?
Yeah.
Because Brendan Rodgers has shown he will play a 32-year-old.
Of course he will. And he's a big fan of James Forrest. He knows what he's getting with James Forrest, and he'll play him here. But I don't think James Forrest will challenge the Champions League squad. Now, I may be wrong in that. He may come on and play a bit part, but I don't think he'll ever be looked upon as a starter. And with Ryan Fraser, if you're bringing him here, at that age he is, with so little football behind him in the last 8 months, then you're asking a lot of that player to go in and better your side and take you to the next level. So that all added up, I just don't see it being a real positive. And again, I may sit here and eat my words, and he may come and get up to speed and be absolutely terrific, much like Scott Sinclair was when he looked like he was a spent force in England, and he came up here and was the player of the year, and he scored, you know, 15 plus goals year after year. Might be that, I just can't see it.
Third Frame says a no for me, not needed. We've already got six wingers. I doubt he'll make any significant difference, says Third Frame on Twitter. Thank you to John. Enjoy your signed ball. Kevin's in Castlemilk tonight for us. Kevin, what do you think?
Hi, gents. I think Ryan Fraser would be a wrong signing for Celtic. He's not needed, and I don't think he would better the first 11. For instance, he'd be direct replacement for Maeda, or competition for Maeda, and Maeda's going to win that hands down. He'd be very similar to a James McCarthy signing when we signed him, just because of the Premier League experience and stuff like that. But he's going to come up. He's going to sit on the bench. He's probably going to be sitting in the treatment room quite a lot, earning God knows how much money. It'd be very similar, you know, kind of signing just because he played in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
We've got better in the squad, in my opinion.
So it's not an area that you would prioritise right now? Anyway, even if you thought he was a very good player, which you perhaps don't anymore, it's not an area you'd prioritise?
But I do think Celtic have to replace Jota properly. I know we've got beside Jang, who looks quite good. He done well for the goal against Aberdeen. A nice wee trick, wee step over and a good ball across the box. But I think Celtic still need to replace Jota. But it's no Ryan Fraser for me. It's somebody else. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't know. But it wouldn't be Ryan Fraser for me. I still do think we need another winger. I know we signed two. The Australian boy, I know, is injured.
It's true, yeah.
And we've got Yang and Abada. And then, obviously, Maeda's kind of nailed on at left wing. Bank Gordon said, I think Brendan would like to play him through the middle sometimes as cover for Kyogo. So I do think we still need to replace a winger. Definitely. I think a winger's one of the priorities. A centre midfielder, maybe, on the whatever's happening with Hatate. And maybe a right back with the current situation we're playing.
Yeah, and certainly a centre back, and by the looks of Lager Bielka, yeah, who's not been confirmed yet, but we expect that to be relatively imminent. The numbers game is something because, to be fair, Kevin backs it all up, but he started by saying, you know, Ryan Fraser don't really need him. But I do still think we need to replace Jota, but then reference Yang and Tilio. We know Brendan Rodgers is a James Forrest fan. Haksabanovic, as we said earlier, still in the building. A previous caller said, no, I think that's one that Brendan Rodgers will develop. I mean, count them for me. You were doing well at counting up Mark Wilson's answers there on Beat the Pundit.
Get the fingers up.
It's quite a few.
They've got a few in the wide areas that they can certainly play. I was a bit surprised when I read about Ryan Fraser, I've got to be honest with you. I thought they would have been looking maybe the Hatate situation, Midley Park. They've still got good players in the Midley Park. But for me, right now, I totally agree. I think the right back position's got to be looked at. I know AJ is number one there, and you know, he's a terrific player, and when he's fit, he'll be in that position. There's no doubt about that. But you've seen the situation on Sunday when Carter Vickers obviously had to go off the pitch, and then you had Welsh on there, you had Ralston there, and I'm not having a go at these boys. I think Welsh has done particularly well every time he's been called upon. But I just feel that at the back they need a little bit more cover for me.
I think replacing Jota, it's obviously so difficult because it's not just a case of replacing him with Yang and Tilio and maybe a rejuvenated James Ford. Jota was a match winner. When Celtic brought him in, he started the way he just went on. You know, scoring spectacular goals, entertaining, changing games, plenty of assists, a real match winner. And that's why he went for £25 million. So to replace it, it's difficult. And with Tilio and Yang, I'm not quite sure they're seen as the absolute jewel in the crown match winner that's going to fill Jota's boots. I think Brendan Rodgers will still be in the lookout for that. I just don't think Ryan Fraser is that. He's had a terrific career, but I think Celtic's moved on for the, oh, this player played in the Premier League, so we can get him no matter what age he is, and he'll come up and it'll be easy. It's a far cry from that in Scottish football.
I think we need to get away from that. I don't think Brendan Rodgers, if he brings Ryan Fraser in, it'll be solely because of he's played in the Premier League. He obviously knows Ryan Fraser. He knows what sort of football he wants to play. He knows what Ryan Fraser would probably give him. So I don't think Brendan Rodgers is that sort of manager that he'll just bring someone in because they've been in England, they've had a good career, international, played in the Premier League. They've got to fit the bill. But I keep going back to it. I still think that somewhere along the line, and we've seen it with James Forrest coming on and as a substitution, I still think there's still room in this modern day game for experienced players. And Ryan Fraser is only 29. So I keep going back to it. I'm not bothered or not whether he signs him or not, but if he did bring him on board, I wouldn't look at it and think, that's a bad bit of business.
It's a good debate anyway. Thank you, Kevin. 01419511025. I can see more thoughts coming in on the phones and on Twitter. We'll get a full-time teaser and kick-off in Switzerland is coming next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it. Watch it. Search the YouTube stream now. taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kick off fast approaching in Switzerland. Servette against Rangers. As Rangers look to progress, take a step closer to the Champions League group stages. Yes, it would be another tie after this. Probably PSV, you would have to say. But need to get this job done first, because not only is it financially beneficial anyway to go through, it would mean a better scenario when, if and when they were to drop in, sorry, to the Europa League group. So big game coming up. Let me just give you your full-time teaser tonight. Last night's was brutal.
It was Roger and Halliday.
And you know that they're popular, these questions. Halliday was messaging today to say the Hearts boys clearly were trying to give it a go in the dressing room. Had to send the answers over.
To be fair, you've got to make it hard. Roger and the wig are good. And you've got to, you know what I mean, they're right on the ball.
Can you imagine the Monday night?
Is Roger the wig or
he's a sniper.
Imagine it rubbed off and then Roger got the same arrangement.
Oh, I'd like to see his Barnet. Oh, with that plain shirt on. Look good.
Anyway, fulltime at Clyde1.com. That's the address you need to send your questions in. That's what Jerry and Erskine did tonight. I think this is easy, even for you two. But before we go any further, I forgot about this. This just came to me. Andy Halliday came in last night to say that one of his mates reckons they caught you cheating at Beat the Pundit last the fulltime teaser last week.
How can I cheat that?
So obviously we are live streaming the show. One of Andy's mates is adamant that he saw you check your phone, put it down slyly, and then give me an answer. Andy told me this last night.
That is absolutely untrue. And I'll tell you what, do we keep the
tape?
The tapes?
Yes, they're on YouTube.
We can rewind that and we can
the VAR.
Yeah, because you know, because you're sitting there, he's sitting there. I'm sure you would see me doing that.
Sounds guilty.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a man that's been caught and tried to explain his way out of it.
Sounds like a man that's tried to explain his phone usage before.
I can't. That's a different subject. But there's absolutely no way. You've got to be silly. There are people, cameras all over the place. I'm not going to cheat.
See you in that phone, honestly. It'd get you in some bother, right? See it at the weekend.
Yeah.
So I was moonlighting elsewhere on Sunday.
Fantastic job done by you, Gordon.
No, now people are going to think.
Thoroughly entertaining.
Now people are going to think that I only brought that up.
What'd you say there?
To try and.
Guess where I was, Sunday.
To try and get a bit of break. No.
Phone in if you thought it was done all right.
So it was the first time.
One floor one.
First time on TV, on doing a game and thinking, right, you need to get this right. Do you know what I mean? A bit of pre-match nerves. 20 minutes into the live broadcast, it's 20 past 11. I can feel my Apple Watch vibrating, somebody's phoning me. I'm thinking, oh, what is happening here? Please tell me my phone's on silent. And my phone was in like a little shelf just under the desk. So when one of the other guests started speaking, I took a quick glance down. He's phoning me 20 past 11. Now the problem is, right, I can't get this. The picture that pops up when he phones me is ridiculous as well, right? So it was really off putting. The camera's not going to be able to see it, I don't think. I don't know how far we can zoom in because I can't get that picture.
Why have you got a picture of me in your phone?
Can we see that? Can we see that picture? Can we zoom in on that? Can we zoom further? Come on. You two stop speaking so that camera looks at me. Zoom right in on that. So that pops up whilst I'm live on Sky Sports on Sunday morning.
That's not me.
It's you wearing somebody's glasses.
Just the guy you want before in your big moment.
Before you stop dying your hair as well. So distracting, honestly.
That's a disgrace. What were you phoning
him for? Why did you phone me? You must have known I was busy.
He's on telly.
I come off the golf. I wanted to tell you about my score.
Great.
That's him in a nutshell. He doesn't remember that you're live to the world and he's going to tell you his goal score.
No, but it was worse, right? I was at the Motherwell game, he phoned me and I just dinged him.
Raging. How dare he disturb me?
Anyway, right, sorry, Gordon.
Right, come on.
Your full time teaser. Name the 10 players who've played for either Rangers or Celtic and were in a English Premier League match day squad at the weekend. Simple as that.
Ryan Christie.
10 players who've played for Rangers or Celtic.
Stuart Armstrong. No, he's.
Be quiet. And we're in an English Premier League squad at the weekend.
Yeah, Ryan Christie.
Stuart Armstrong's not in the Premier League.
No, I know Southampton. Right. Ryan Christie. Ayer.
Yep.
I will get there. Just calm down.
I'm calm. I didn't say a single thing.
Played with Rangers and Celtic.
Or Celtic.
Right, okay. Edward.
Edward.
Think you'll find it pronounced. Okay.
Well, he scored, so he was definitely scored. We'll leave it there for now. Don't give me any more just now. Thank you to Jerry and Erskine for sending that in. fulltime@clyde1.com. We'll get back to it. We'll see if we can name all 10 before the end of the show. You can join in. Leave us some tweets or comments on YouTube or Facebook or whatever.
Don't
let us know. You're going to be quiet.
Oh, I can't believe you done that.
How many times? I got that.
And I gave him a wee nudge.
I will invite you when it's time
in your team.
To give me more answers. Right?
That was a good one.
Christy, Ayer, Edward, and Doak. All ex-Celtic ones so far. So we'll get the rest. And again, thank you to Jerry, fulltime@clyde1.com. to send them in. Right, we are kicking off round about now in Switzerland. We're running a minute or two late, I think, as Rangers look to progress to the playoff round of Champions League qualification. Give us your match prediction, please, you two. Are they getting the job done?
I think they will get the job done. I think they've got enough. I think it'll be the same scoreline as the first leg. I'm going to go for 2-1 Rangers.
Rangers, so they'll win tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think they will win.
I'm confident Rangers can get the job done. I think that we'll agree it'd be very hard to argue against the team selection. I think Michael Beale's got it spot on. He needs his players to perform. I think their goal here, I think they'll do the job, no problem.
As it, so win the game tonight as well, not just get through?
I think they could win the game, yeah.
By the way, good stadium there. When I heard that this was the first sellout, I don't know, I was half expecting it to be you know, like an old fashioned stadium, but really nice. It's not quite a sellout. It's plenty of empty seats there, but still a good crowd in.
But it was a sellout, no? Is that not all the
I didn't see a sellout. Plenty of seats empty.
So they left empty by design, just given it, where they are now. You're right, it still seems
maybe,
to be a few
maybe
more.
The traffic outside.
give us a traffic report.
I don't know
from
if
Geneva.
You've been in Switzerland, but the roads
the traffic
are
bad.
Oh, bad at this time of night. Rush hour. Stephen Mill will probably be on the radio over there
recycling the same traffic he does every night on here. Busy over the Kingston Bridge. Aye, okay, Stephen.
You ever been?
Listen, I've caught him at sometimes. I've been going over that Kingston Bridge and it's empty, and he's on my radio saying, "Busy approaching the Kingston Bridge."
Anyway,
and all the same.
Rangers start. Rangers team tonight: Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Suter, Barisic, Jack, Raskin, Cifuentes, Cantwell, Sima, Danilo. Most people who called in felt that for tonight it was the right team. Ross is on Twitter who says, "Truth is, Beale's got no idea what to do with these four strikers. He'll continue to rotate one, two, or three of them. It'll upset one, maybe two of them. Sima will go back, and the other two will leave at the end of the season." That's quite the prediction. We're already at the end of the season, but yeah, certainly trying to figure out the best combination at the moment.
Looks like Cantwell, Gordon off the left, Sima off the right. I probably had them the wrong way around, but Rangers pressing fairly high. Right from the off.
Yeah, I mean, Servet in the initial stages don't look too confident at playing the ball out from the goalkeeper. Is that a good sign?
Yeah, that's a good sign. They're under pressure. They've got to win the game. They're at home tonight. They're a big crowd in there, obviously creating a good atmosphere. But they don't have to go gung-ho early. One goal brings them right back into this tie, and the advantage of that would be, obviously, they're at home. So they don't need to open gaps up and leave their cell exposed at the back for Rangers to go and punish them. I think it'll be a nervous start from the home side, and I think if Rangers can capitalise on that, I think this tie could get over quite quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say that debate we had before the game is to, you know, whether Rangers go all out, try and get an early goal, kill the tie, or do you try and balance it a bit more? They seem to be relatively on the front foot.
Certainly do. I mean, pressing them, like I was just saying there, high up the pitch, Servets a couple of occasions went back to the goalkeeper, but Rangers squeezing them really high, forcing them into mistakes, and that's exactly what Michael Beale would have wanted in these opening stages.
Yeah, corner to Rangers as they try and press home that early territory. So Fuentes is up. He'll have to not control it with his hand first if he sticks it in the back of the net like he did at the weekend, which was, of course, ruled out. Just a few players sort of jostling in there as usual and trying to to make something happen. Might be a chance for Rangers, but it's a bit of a sclaffed finish and some unconvincing defending as
well.
That
was a good opportunity from the corner kick. They created a good opportunity. The back, I just couldn't see who it was. Had a go with his left foot, didn't really connect with it well. But Rangers are on the front foot. Rangers are, you know, come out the traps very good, knocking the ball about, getting, trying to get in behind them down the flanks. Obviously, forced that corner kick. So, positive start for Rangers.
Yep, keep your thoughts coming. If you find yourself shouting at the TV, Rangers fans, before the end of the show, you could. Celtic fans, you can keep going on the debates we've been having. Anyone else out there? We're building up to, I suppose, a big couple of nights for the Edinburgh sides, but a couple of days away there. So we can get to them maybe tomorrow, but if you've got any early thoughts, please do. I know the transfer window's still open, so you've got more than enough time to get your wish list over. Who was that with the chance?
Fuentes.
Yeah,
on his left foot.
It's a good chance.
Yeah, he's what, about 8 yards out, 9 yards out, just at the angle, doesn't catch a half volley right. So good opportunity in the opening stages. Rangers still pressing here, plenty of bodies in the box as well.
Yeah, committing bodies forward, Gordon, in sort of numbers, and it's actually brilliant from Borna Barisic, and Todd Cantwell tries to get involved. It sort of breaks down at that point, but bright enough start. Is this where, you know, Rangers do have to be cautious though? Servette looked to try and break.
Yeah, I just wondered how he would line up his tactics with the two fullbacks, but he's obviously gone very front foot. Tavernier's up on the right hand side, Barisic up on the left, very high. Obviously secure of Jack just sitting in front there going to cover gaps. But I think Rangers could be pleased. I know it's early, but it's only over 5 minutes. I think it's been a very positive start from the wayside.
Go along with that, Mark?
Got to. I mean, it's been all Rangers in possession for the opening 5 minutes here. They've already won themselves a corner. Cifuentes should have done better with the effort when it fell to him at the edge of the box. And they look comfortable in possession. So all going to plan for Michael Beale's side so far. But they just have to watch that counter-attack, like you were saying, Gordon. Servette, that's their strongest point. Hitting, soaking up pressure and getting bodies forward.
Right, don't forget you can tweet us at Clyde SSB as well as calling us. I wonder, just a bit of a, maybe something that we could twist into our own football discussion. I know we don't talk about English football too often, but did you see Monday Night Football last night? Did you see what many people consider to be that absolute howling refereeing decision? What did you make of that in our context of the referees from that game have been sort of stood down? You know, there's been an acknowledgement that it was a big mistake. Is that something you're on board with? Does it make a difference? Is that something that you would like to see? Do let us know. Right, how are you faring on this teaser? We're looking for the 10 players who have played for either Rangers or Celtic and were in English Premier League match day squads at the weekend. So you've given me Ryan Christie, Christopher at Bournemouth, of course, Christopher Ayer at Brentford, Odson Edwards scored for Crystal Palace, and Ben Doak, who did play twice for Celtic, worth bearing in mind, came on in the 77th
minute. We've got another two, as Servette's got a great
Servette through, and what a save that is from Jack Butland.
That's too
massive.
Easy. Right through the middle of the defence. The goalkeeper, he's been brought in. Everybody questioned, would he be the right goalkeeper? He's brought in for games like this. Terrific save. But if you're Servette, you're thinking he should have scored.
To the biggest save he's made yet, Mark, in his Rangers 100%. Career. He's not, like loads to do.
Yeah. But that one's a top save. Daz is right. Servette forward should do much better because he breaks right through. He's right in the middle of the box, running about the penalty spot, and he decides to go low to the goalkeeper's right. Butland actually gambles right because keepers go down fairly early. Gets down, saves. That's a big save in the opening stages.
For all his influence clearly diminished as he got older, Alan McGregor was sort of famous for pulling Rangers out of sticky spots in European competition, even in the last couple of seasons, wasn't he? So that'll be, I'm sure, encouraging.
Absolutely.
Not the defending right enough, but not the goalkeeping.
The defending was absolutely shocking, I've got to say. It's too easy. Goulson and Tavernier, it's between. He just goes right through. Do you know what? A goalkeeper makes himself big, but if I'm the Servette lad, you should be putting that in the back end.
You
got to, Gordon. But listen, let's give, we're hoping for a Scottish club, so let's give the credit to goalkeeper. Terrific.
Might be some Swiss listeners out there who would want Servette to win.
Yeah, but not us.
I'm sure it will only be Swiss people in Scotland. There'll be no one else in Scotland who wants, Are you new to this city?
Are you talking on behalf of all Scottish people cheering on that city as we speak? All Scottish people will be cheering.
Anyway,
one more in the teaser.
I've got one. Going in.
Patterson.
Nathan.
Yes.
Well done.
Van Dijk.
Liverpool. Well done. 1, 2, 3 to get, and we'll get them next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It is still goalless between Servette and Rangers. The chance of the game definitely goes to the way of the hosts, but a good save from Jack Butland keeps things level, Gordon.
Yeah, it was a bright start from Rangers, you've got to say. We were praising them, they were on the front foot, they forced the first corner, they had a good chance at the back post, but then all of a sudden they lacked that concentration at the back, let in Servette. And really they should have been punished, but the goalkeeper was brought up with a big reputation and he certainly produced a terrific save.
Anything else doing, Mark?
Not really. Well, Rangers worked it into a good area in the wide area just after that. Cantwell nicking into the box. He was taken down right on the edge. He was claiming perhaps for a penalty, but was right on the line. Tavernier's free kick resulted in nothing. So they went from one end where they should have been, you know, one behind to the other pretty easily, you've got to say. So it's much like we said, I think Rangers have got enough to score here tonight, but they just need to be careful with that counter attack that we saw. A couple of passes split them wide open and they should be one behind.
Who was culpable for the mistake, Gordon?
I think Golson. Just back tonight, we said that was a big plus. When I first seen it, Gordon, I thought it was between Golson and Suter, but it was the space in between Golson and the fullback Tavernier. But Golson should really defend better than that. It was too easy. Went right through the middle.
Yeah, Golson's facing onto it. He sees where the flick is. He sees there's a runner going in behind. How he can't then...
So what does he need to do? Back off?
Needs to back off.
Or go the full way?
Either or. If he goes the full way, he's right tight against the striker who flicks it into the midfielder's path. If he backs off, he cuts off the run that's going through the middle. What you can't do is indecision and stand in between. Or do you get caught up like we saw?
Okay, still goalless. 15 minutes gone. Lots could still happen, I'm sure. David is in Hamilton. Just quickly before we bring in David, name me a couple more in the teaser if you can. Name the 10 players who've played for either Rangers or Celtic and were in the English Premier League matchday squads at the weekend. You've got Van Dijk, Christy Ayer, Edward, Nathan Patterson, Ben Doak,
Joe Worrell.
Good shout.
Yep.
Nottingham Forest.
Go on, you go again.
I know this is wrong because he kept his head down. Billy Gilmore, Brighton.
Never played for Rangers.
What'd I tell you?
Leaving, he was like,
I told
15,
you that in the break.
To be fair, there's two more that you need to get, and then the 10th one is a sort of
tricky one.
Yeah, maybe a bit of a trick answer. I might scratch
off. That means it's not correct. Have you just made one up?
Let's bring in David, who is in Hamilton. David, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all. What's your point tonight?
Yeah, it was just a quick one about the kind of Ryan Fraser kind of transfer and why Celtic might be after him. I was quite surprised looking at it. It doesn't necessarily fit the type of signing Celtic have necessarily made in the last couple of years, but for Europe, you know, it's a requirement. You have to have 8 homegrown players in your team. So 4 of them have to come through like your own academy, but the other 4 have to have been trained in your home nation. So guys like Greg Taylor wasn't trained at Celtic, but he counts towards it because he got trained in Scotland. But in the moment, like James McCarthy would likely drop out of that 8th spot for Celtic because I don't imagine he's got much of a future at the club. So they might be looking at someone like Fraser to come in and replace him. So it might just be a reason as to why they might be looking at him. So someone like, I mean, you can just not have another homegrown player in your team, but you lose a space. So they might be just trying to maximise the 25-man squad as opposed to just having a space free, if that makes sense.
There you are. I mean, I'm sure it's not the reason you would sign someone ever, but if it's a nice sort of bonus, you know, side note, does that come into the thinking?
I think it would come in, for me, lastly, when Ryan Fraser was in the building that I would then go, oh, I tell you what, that ticks that box.
So you don't, it's not any, it doesn't contribute to the decision making process for you, well, as to whether to bring him or not?
Not me personally, I can't speak for obviously Brendan Rodgers, but I would just think Brendan Rodgers is the type of manager that would want to maximise a signing and get everything out of signing and sign him for the right reasons on the pitch rather than, you know, oh, he could be a bit part player and he might tick a box in the squad. That's the impression I get from the Celtic manager, the way he's managed in the past and the way he looks to have started his Celtic career yet again. So I can't say, I think it will all be to do with ability and can that player better Celtic? And I'll go back to, I'm not sure Ryan Fraser can at this moment.
David, you've given us the admin side. What about the footballing ability side for you?
Yeah, obviously he's not played in a while, to be fair, but you know, he was kind of really highly rated, I think, when he was at Bournemouth. He was not getting linked to Arsenal at one point way back when. So that was obviously a few years ago. Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a part of the pitch we really need to strengthen necessarily. And if we were looking to get someone, I'd think Fraser would be the first choice. But maybe just that. They might just be thinking about it. But there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you forget how many player Celtic might also look to move on, don't you, David? I think, did I see something on Twitter, you know, Ismail Assoro's name's come up there about moving on. You totally forget these guys are still around. Is there a bit of squad trimming needs to be done, David?
Yeah, I would say so. Even, you know, people like Ayeti, someone like Mikey Johnson as well, who was out on loan last season, there's a lot that needs to be done. And I think that might be, you know, I've been pretty happy with the recruitment this year. I think we've done, you know, quite a lot quite early, but there might be a reason as to why there hasn't been as much as a flurry as people are looking at, because you can't have, I wouldn't have thought you might have a squad of like 35 people in the building. That probably isn't, you know, conducive to a good working environment. So we might be trying to get rid of some more kind of deadwood, for want of a better expression, before they start bringing more players into the first team.
David, I like your style. Make sure you give us a call back at some point. That was David in Hamilton as we approach the end. Thanks once again. And it will be the same number tomorrow, so why not jot it down and get in touch, 01419511025. Still goalless, 20 minutes gone now. Servette Rangers, that's a good portion of the game gone, Gordon. The Rangers just need a bit more composure in key areas.
Yeah, I think with the possession they've got, I think they'll be disappointed that they've not really tested the goalkeeper. Servette has had the best chance, of course they have, when they really should have probably put the ball in the back of the net, made this a nervy night for Rangers. But so far, I think possession-wise, Rangers will be quite happy away from home. They're starting to grow into the game as well. I think the first goal has got to be so, so important. If Rangers get that, I don't think there's any way back for the home side. But they can't give them any encouragement, that's for sure, when you're seeing the pictures coming in for Switzerland.
Yeah, so, I mean, Rangers are on top mark in terms of possession and so on, but you can, they've had that warning sign, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, I agree with Daz. It's a better starting to creep into this game now. You know, Rangers had the lion's share of possession in the opening stages. Servette, after that chance, looked more confident.
Don't mention Lions to Lee Johnson, remember?
That's done fish.
Lions
good whatsoever.
Lions ate fish.
But look, that chance alone shows that the quality Servette's got. You know, the intricate play, the into the striker, the flip round the corner and the midfield runner shows that they've got something there. The only thing that was missing is the finish. So it's not going to go all Rangers' way tonight. So they just need to manage this portion of the game well and, you know, not commit too many bodies forward now. We saw it in the opening stages, lots of bodies forward. You've got to sometimes just give up areas when Servette are on the up.
Okay, I think we're almost there. If there's anything you need to know in the closing stages, we'll bring you it. But what about this full-time teaser? Thanks to Jerry and Erskine for sending it. 10 players who've played for Rangers or Celtic and were in the English Premier League matchday squad at the weekend. You've got 3 to get. I think it's really 2, because I think one of them is a kind of bonus answer, if you like. So 2 to get. One of them started.
And they play with Luton?
No,
I didn't think so. I've ruled that
not
one.
To put pressure on you.
Oh, there's a goal, Gordon.
Servette have scored. Servette 1 Rangers 0. Game on. Tie on. We're now level on aggregate. Right, quickly, Kenny Miller, your colleague, has got the one you're looking for and the impossible one.
Quick.
I thought you were going to say Kenny was one.
Kenny is clue, clues. The game, yeah. Clues.
One of them started. And what do you always say? What's your war cry?
Goalkeeper. Yeah, goalkeeper. It's the goalie. The goalie.
Played with Rangers or Celtic quick?
Yeah.
Rangers.
Yeah. Played with
Rangers. Started for Sheffield United.
Foreign.
Fotheringham.
John
Wes,
Fleck.
Wes Fotheringham. Nope. Okay. Someone's just moved to Fulham but didn't come on, but he was in the squad.
Don't know.
Who former Rangers player just joined Fulham? From Ajax?
Oh Bassey. Bassey.
And the impossible one, Kenny Miller, has got it.
Really?
Well done, Kenny.
I think what rules him out for me, he never actually played for Rangers, I don't think. Quite famously though, not in a Billy Gilmore sense. He was one of the Newcastle Five. Remember them?
I don't get that.
Kevin Mbabu.
Well done, Kenny.
Kenny should be watching this game, shouldn't
he? What's he up to?
I know.
Hold on. The more listeners we get, the better.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep tuning in, Kenny.
I don't think he'll be enjoying the game because they're one behind.
Thank you. Yes, Rangers are one behind. Whatever happens, we look back on it tomorrow from 6 o'clock with Kenny Miller and Marvin Bartley. So make sure you join us then. Thanks for listening and watching.